This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame has thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for a powerful speech on Thursday after the French chief executive said he recognized his country bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African nation. Although Macron didn't apologize in his key speech on his visit to Rwanda, he won praise from Kagame, who said the words were something more valuable than an apology.
His words were something more valuable than an apology. They were the truth.
Kagame and Macron both signaled that a page had been turned in Franco-Rwandan ties. Macron is the first French leader since 2010 to visit the Central African nation, which has long accused France of complicity in the killing of some 800,000, mostly Tutsi Rwandans. Tens of thousands of people fled the city of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Thursday, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The military governor of Congo's North Kivu province announced early Thursday that a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of the 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, spewed torrents of lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma Saturday, destroying more than 500 homes and killing more than 32 people. The volcano's last eruption was in 2002 and left hundreds dead.